hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes.
All right, we're back. I just got an emergency call here from Reverend Ted Pike. We're going to put him up at the bottom of this hour. And ironically, I just pulled the story off today. Hate bill protest very small. So we'll get the latest from Ted Pike. And evidently, the people that before were calling into their Congress critters and senators are not doing it. Why? Beats me. We'll find out from Ted Pike. So, folks, just to recap what we were talking about last hour. General Motors alone had 400,000 employees. They only have 78,000 active right now. They've reduced that workforce from 400,000 down to 78,000. And then they rigged the deal. They're going to put them out in the street and starve them out to accept the UAW contract when they're in cahoots with the management of these companies to do exactly that. Maybe see some CEOs being drug out in the street and tarred and feathered. Maybe you people in the UAW that have been going along all these years, well, you know, it's a recession when that guy losing his job. Well, it's a depression when I lose mine. You're going to lose everything. You're going to lose your home. You're going to lose everything up there. But they've been sitting back and watching this for a number of years and not saying anything about it. Tar and feathering. Pull out the UAW president, vice president, and everybody else that was in on this fix. The very people that made them all their wealth, they're going to put the screws to. Is that the way it's supposed to go? What unconscionable crap this is. And folks, you know, y'all maybe down here in Texas or in Tennessee or wherever you're listening to this program right now. I lived in Michigan for 26 years. I know Michigan well. I know what it's made up of. But I didn't know that it ran that deep. That is disgusting. And that's to say the least. I want to get to this piece now that Ted's going to be up with me in about 25 minutes. I can save that until he comes up. Just briefly here, Drudge Report, Bush declares Hillary will win nomination. He's called Obama lazy. This is an exclusive from Matt Drudge. He loves politics, doesn't like the truth, but he loves politics. President Bush, for the first time, is predicting that Barack Obama will be defeated in the Democratic presidential primaries by Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's got a national presence, and this is becoming a national primary, Bush tells author Bill Salmon, in the bombshell book, Evangelical President, set for release today. And therefore, the person with the national presence who's got the ability to raise enough money to sustain an effort in a multiplicity of sites has got a good chance to be nominated. Breaking his vow not to play pundit-in-chief, the 2008 presidential race, Bush tells Salmon that Clinton ultimately will be defeated in the general election by the Republican nominee. Really? Not in cyclical revolving chairs in the White House. No, we're going to have a Democrat for the next 8 years. Another fix. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, folks. And when I first went up to Michigan, and I know this next caller is going to know this one, because he lives in Detroit. When I first went to Michigan, I was going and I was trying to find a place called Gratiot. And I kept asking people, where's Gratiot Avenue? And they'd look at me like I was speaking, you know, Portuguese or something. And one guy asked me, he says, how are you spelling it? I said, Gratiot. He said, oh, Gratiot. So we got somebody here, Steve in Detroit. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, John?
Good.
Yeah, I work just a couple miles from that road. With your last call or something to that's related to that, if you look at the big picture, okay, going back to the, oh, back to the 1800s, you know, when everyone was working, you know, 16-hour days, and then how the unions came in, and then they kind of took control, you know, and from the elite and the owners, then and now they wanted to get that back, okay, and so over these 40 or 50 years, they've been slowly doing it, trying to take it back. One thing my dad told me in a discussion about how the economy and the industrial end of it was changing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. back in 2001, just before he died, we were talking about this, and he was telling me, he was a machine builder, okay, master machine builder here in the Detroit area, and go in and fix the crank and camshaft grinding machines, you know, for the auto manufacturers. It was back in the 70s, and they were coming out with, and you've probably seen this, how they're coming out with the CNC, computerized numerical control, okay, on the machines. Okay, so he was building these, you know, world's fastest grinding machines, you know, for the, you know, the industrial manufacturing base. He was in a GM plant, engine plant in Pontiac, okay, northern part of Detroit metro area for your listeners. He was in there fixing this, and an auto executive came up to him and was talking to him about this, and they're just putting on these computers on the machines. He was asked, the executive was telling him, well, what do you think about all this? And he goes, oh, and my dad was saying, oh, yeah, this is all, you know, this is great for efficiency and everything. He goes, no, this isn't about efficiency. This is about control. He says, we're taking it back from the workers. And then, and how you were, when you're in a hydromatic plant down in Ypsilanti, and you were saying how inefficient the system was,
mm-hmm.
He says, yeah, it's all about control. And they want it back from, and, you know, to get it back. And so when you look at, so when I looked, I heard this today, you know, our plant supervisor came out and told us, they just work in a small machine shop on the, you know, over on the east side of Detroit, and they said, oh, they're going on strike. So we're getting our hours cut, you know, because 70% of our work is GM related in a way. So I look at this driving home today, and I was like, you know, if you look at the big picture, the way the globalists are taking this country back, you know, and they're just going to kill this country, it's, you know, this is just like your caller said, last caller said, this is just putting notice to the employees, you know, for the manufacturers.
Well, Steve, and you're driving home today after hearing from your plant manager that your hours are going to be reduced. If what Nick is saying, and I have absolutely no doubt that what he said is the honest to God's truth,
mm-hmm.
You're going to be working part-time. Are you going to be able to pay your bills working part-time?
Oh, yeah. We're just a second-tier company, okay, and you know, auto related, but, I'm just going back then. We've been working overtime, but I'll be able to make it. We're just going back. We're just going on 9 hours instead of the 10 hours. And then, you know,
oh, okay.
You know, we're working 50 hours a week.
Okay. So you'll be cut. You'll be cut back to 40 then.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And just cause they don't know what's going to happen. But the thing is the way I see this is, this is just basically saying to the, you know, the workers, the union workers, is like, hey, you know, you do what we say, or you're gone. You know, and then they'll come in with these cheaper, you know, the $10 an hour, $12 an hour workers that they want, you know, and, you know, they got their control. Everyone's out, you know, or either just going to ship the rest of it over to,
Over
to China.
I was just going to say that's where eventually they would do that, because if they just want to bring in scab labor, as the union members say, that
mm-hmm.
the people that cross the picket lines, and they don't care how long their members are out, the UAW doesn't, because the fix is in.
Yeah.
Well, then it would make sense. Then you take the people that you brought in, you eliminate their jobs, and you
mm-hmm.
then you're forced to make it as a viable company to still have employment here, that you're going to ship out more jobs.
Yeah, but see, this has been going on for years, slowly. If you go back to the 80s,
mm-hmm.
mid-80s, they disassembled the Flint engine plant,
yep.
okay? And they moved the whole plant over to China. And so my dad was rebuilding the machines, okay, and get them ready to go over there. And then he did not work for the automotive companies, okay. So then Chinese workers or, you know, management come over, and they're showing my dad pictures of this plant, okay. And it was one of GM's old plants, but this is so modern over there, And he told everyone in the company, he says, this is my dad was telling everyone in the company, he says, eventually these engines will be coming over here to the U.S. And no one believed him.
Yeah.
And if you go out on the GM plant, you know, parking lot, you know, their dealerships right now, you will see Chinese engines in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that
is what our Congress critters saw best, that for the auto companies and corporations with this global governance scheme,
mm-hmm.
that we got to be globally competitive. But like I said earlier, we built the greatest standard of living in the world. People, the corporation still made money hand over fist. The people that worked for them had income. They could buy houses, buy cars, send their kids to college. Not anymore.
Well, they got the industrial base. They got everything they needed, and in the position, and you know, the globalists got everything they needed, and now they don't need it anymore because now it's all over in China. They got their technology up, and so now they don't need it anymore, and so they just do away with us in the U.S.
Well, and like I said before, I don't give a damn if General Motors or Ford or Chrysler or
mm-hmm.
whatever plant moves their stuff overseas to open up new markets, all fine and dandy for them. But do not allow them to build their products there, ship them back into this country to take jobs away from you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely unacceptable.
And that's what NAFTA was all about, because people wouldn't see it, but my dad seen it. You know, when he said, this will just eliminate the workers over here. This is what it's all for, you know? And then all of a sudden now everyone's seeing it, you know? But, you know, he's seen this from the inside, kind of, you know? And the thing is I think what, this is my thought, is with these workers they will keep here and keep some plants here in the U.S. is to keep the rest of the country, the people who can buy automobiles, and they said buy American, you know, is they keep a few plants here open up, you know, it just to show that yes, we are building them here, we are an American company, but in reality the majority of it is overseas, and the average person won't see this.
Well, Steve, and a couple of years ago I had a little bike accident.
Mm-hmm.
Broke about 9 ribs, broke a clavicle, a scapula, put a nice little hole in my head. I had a concussion. I didn't know where I was, let alone who I was, for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Harley-Davidson dealership was putting this thing back together, I started to notice where the parts were coming from. Singapore, Philippines, China. And I got a little miffed about this, so I called up and I talked to the president of Harley-Davidson. And I got into him a little bit, and I said, look, you guys have been priding yourself as being an American company, the original American motorcycle that you first started manufacturing in 1903. I said, the way I'm looking at this right now, you people are selling your bikes, and they're overpriced to people in this country, but you're farming all this work out. I said, do you have anybody responsible within Harley-Davidson to shop this out to other jobbers, other, as you said, second-tier companies for supply inside this country? He said, oh, yeah, of course we did. I said, fire him. He's not doing his job. Because mm-hmm. what they're doing is maximizing their profit just like anybody else, and I don't give a damn if you're building a car, a motorcycle, what widget you're building. You get those component parts from overseas. You can then assemble them, sell them to the people here that used to build them, but they can't afford them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the globalist plan is all about, this transnational corporation. And as I said before, the unholy triad, folks, government, business, and banks. They're joined at the hip together. They're mm-hmm. the triple Siamese twins here. They're the triplets.
Mm-hmm.
And they're destroying this country.
Yeah, the thing that opened my eyes was back in 83, I bought, you know, a GM car, and it was an honest God lemon, okay? And I had to stand up to GM because they refused to, you know, honor their warranty.
Mm-hmm.
And when you stand up to the corporation, and you're a threat, because you remember back in the 80s, early 80s, just as they were coming out with computers on there, on their cars, because they had the fuel efficient Japanese automobiles coming over here, and so it was hurting the U.S. So
mm-hmm.
they come out with this quick, you know, instead of the 5-year turnaround for automobiles, you know, from design to getting on the street.
Right.
They did it in 3 years, and that's what hurt GM. And so when I got one of their cars, and then when you voice and when you stand up for your right, they have a warranty, yeah. But they refuse to honor it because you're out there showing that this is substandard.
Yeah.
Equipment,
hey.
and that's just going to,
Yeah. Hey, Steve, I appreciate your call. I got to run here. We got a break. But do me a favor. Keep me posted on the goings-on up there, if you will. All right. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Thank you, Galen Ross, guy at Road Committee of 300, for sending this over. And it's Matthias Chang's latest, Seventh Red Alert, Open Global Currency Warfare, Fed is Ditching the Dollar. He says in the third line here, nowhere to run but gold. In my last message to you on 19 September 2007, I was a bit too generous in saying that the rally after the reduction of interest rates by the Fed, both the discount and the Fed fund rate by 50 basis points, which was more than what the market expected, would last a week or maybe a little bit more. As of today, the rally has fizzled, but there will be the usual up and downs, but no more sustained rallies. A 50 basis point drop had absolutely no effect other than a 2-day short rally. This is a very significant factor in evaluating the extent of the contagion and how long the crisis will last. The good times is truly gone for good. If this momentous effort to revive the dying patient was ineffective and could only muster a short rally, expect a major crisis to unfold sooner than later. I mean the last wave of the tsunami to hit the global financial system, it will be the mother of all depressions. You will recall that in my fourth red alert, dated 26 August of this year, I had already suggested to all of you to put part of your hard-earned monies into acquiring gold. Had you done so, you would have made some handsome gain by now. I believe that you will earn more in the months to come. Don't accept my word for it. Do your own research, verify my facts and contentions, and then decide. And please, take some time to read some of the leading financial newspapers and newsletters. You owe it to your loved ones to be up to speed in this rapid, changing financial environment. Why? He gives his analysis. He said, the Fed, given the above scenario and without any viable solutions, will reduce rates further and flood the market with liquidity. Whatever published figures on the monies pumped into the system by the Fed and by any other resources, you can safely ignore them. As the Fed, under the helm of Ben Bernanke, has decided not to reveal any figures relating to the M3, he has so announced. My guess is that right at this moment, more than $1 trillion has been pumped into the system and counting. He said, I can now reveal to you that for the last 6 months, there has been an intense global currency war, essentially waged by the corrupt and criminal elements in the U.S. and U.K., in collusion with their counterparts in Europe and Japan. The ultimate target is China, with Iran adding another complexion to the overall scheme of things. This is why Cheney and his cohorts are hell-bent to destroy Iran. This is but one problem facing the world, but not the most urgent. Before going any further, he said, I must of necessity invite all of you to read once again chapter one of my book, Future Fast Forward, published in September of 2002. Rest assured that I'm not trying to promote or sell my book to you. For those who may not have a copy, I'd like to quote some of the key passages that will enable you to have the proper perspective on the unfolding financial crisis. And he says, please bear with me, starting with, number one, President Bush is playing the ultimate poker game and is challenging the foreign creditors to make him and his cronies, especially those in the oil business, bankrupts and the United States a banana republic. Number two, President Bush doesn't give two hoots for you and me, and he's already made plans for his island getaway. This gambit is also a psychological ploy, as illustrated by the cliche, if you owe the bank $1 million, you have a problem. But if you owe the bank $1 billion, the bank has problems. Number three, by this reckoning, China and Japan are the bankers, and America's debts are their problems. If you're the average American, would you risk your future and your children's future on the president's making a reckless bet? Joseph Stiglitz, in an open letter to the American public with nine other American Nobel Prize winners in economics, said about this president, President Bush and his administration have embarked on a reckless and extreme course that endangers the long-term economic health of our nation. And I'll add my little caveat here. He's doing it by design. He is the guy here pushing the North American Union. He is the guy that had to sew up all the loose ends, and he's been doing that entirely. Now, what if the dollar drops another 20-30% and oil price hits $80 or more per barrel? Is that a forecast? No, the dollar has already dropped more than 30%, and the oil hit $81 just the other day. My conclusions and forecasts were corroborated by the distinguished professor of economics, James K. Galbraith, who wrote, the most stunning aspects of these events have been the indolence, I guess that is, of the Bush administration. Neither the president nor the secretary of the treasury nor anyone else has troubled even to admit the usual platitudes about the greenback, not least with the slightest conviction. It's almost as if they figured it out. It's almost as if they realize the awful truth, which is that the dollar's decline is mainly good for his friends and bad mainly for those whom they couldn't care less. Now, the moment one grasps the undeniable truth that the Fed is a bank owned by private interest, then whatever actions adopted by the Fed out of necessity be to protect its private shareholders and their financial interest. Seen in this light, the first reduction of the discount rate in August of 2007 was to protect and secure the interest of its member banks, especially the Wall Street crowd. When that did not work and its members continue to scream bloody hell, the Fed has no choice but to open the spigots and let the liquidity flow and to reduce the rates even further. These are wise guys. They have spent years studying the various options to survive such an eventuality, and you can bet your bottom dollar saving Uncle Sam is the least on their minds, notwithstanding some pious rhetoric about saving Joe Sixpacks out there. We'll continue with this right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Folks, the reason I'm covering so much on financial stuff is because you need to know. And thank you, Randall. Went down to the True Seekers meeting Friday. Glad to see everybody down there and meet a lot of people I'd never met before. And when I was down there, I made the statement, you know, I don't see about beating 9/11 anymore. We're on the verge of the Third World War, depression, and global governance here inside this country. And I'll tell you, I'm spending a lot of time tracking and tracing what the financials are, because you're looking at the beginning of the end of the republic. You think it was bad before, their police state tactics and everything else? Hang on to your hats. You ain't seen nothing yet. Now, the recent action of an unprecedented 50 basis point reduction in both the Fed fund rate and the Fed discount rate is a guarantee that once mighty dollar will plummet very soon. But they don't care if the entire world suffers for it. Bernanke and Bush are saying to the creditors and the exporters, you want to screw the U.S. of A? Go right ahead. Don't ever forget that the mighty U.S. of A is the importer of last resort. If you want us to buy your goods, then you bloody well must loan us the money at rock-bottom rates. Otherwise, we will unleash hellfire and whack a few million of your countrymen and women. So be nice to the good old U.S. of A. We are going to inflate out of our debts. Eat your heart out. Now, Bush is betting that China will stand pat and other exporters will be so intimidated by the bully tactics that they'll continue to soak up the U.S. dollar, which for all intents and purposes is now mere toilet paper. Bush is saying to us, stop complaining. You can still use it to, well, as suggested, as toilet paper. But Bush and Bernanke and their ultimate masters have got it wrong this time around. This is not a repeat of 1929. It is worse. The whole bloody world is now raving mad. A few months ago, in May of 2007 to be exact, who would have thought that a lackey such as Kuwait would abandon the dollar, thereby risking the wrath of Big Brother, that being the USA? Iran diversified and is threatened with nuclear annihilation for selling oil in euros and yen. That's what's behind this let's go into Iran deal, folks. As they told the United States, hey, you know, we're getting off the Fed Reserve dollar. No, we're not going to sell you anything in Federal Reserve notes. No, that's because you're irresponsible. Even with the funny money, you've driven it into the ground, and we don't want to play anymore. So who do they have in this country today? Ahmadinejad, and the press has been all over this guy. Well, but the threat did not work on Kuwait, and this has really screwed things up. Just the other day, bad boy Saudi Arabia says that they're also following Kuwait and letting out the getting out of dollars, rather, to a basket of currencies. Now, recall that China threatened to use the financial nuclear option of selling down dollars and dollar-denominated assets. There was a temporary truce that Uncle Sam acted up again and was provoking the G7 countries to pressure China to revalue its currency. Of course, favored Japan was allowed to maintain a cheap yen so as to continue the despicable yen carry trade. China retaliated by pushing the yen up, which in turn screwed up the yen carry trade. Now, and now this. Screw your attitude by Bernanke. When he reduced interest rates and letting the dollar fall, his message is loud and clear. USA is not bothered about the dollar. Bernanke and Bush are saying, if you care so much, then you guys do something about it. The consequences? Well, when you're holding toilet paper and you're still the, and I won't use that term, who believes in Uncle Sam and the wholesome goodness of the dollar, what would the insider and the smart guys do? Simply dump the dollar on you and run the only real money and ever sound store of value, gold, the mighty gold. That is why gold will shoot skywards as long as the Fed keeps looking after its members and hoodwinking suckers into the stock market. Jim Willey takes the view that gold will hit $1,000 by 2008, when fiat money is being debased to toilet paper standards, rather. Good invariably reacts upwards. Now, this is Economics 101, for God's sakes. Don't fall for voodoo economics from Wall Street. There is also an added factor of the puncture of the asset bubble. Then there is a credit card fiasco. Now, the budheads of the world soak up the toilet paper, gamble in the stock market, while the wise guys unload the toilet paper and soak up gold in exchange for more toilet paper. Now, jeez. Daily Telegraph, fears of dollar collapse as Saudi takes fright. The newspaper goes on to state Saudi Arabia has refused to cut interest rates in lockstep with the Federal Reserve for the first time, signaling that the oil-rich Gulf Kingdom is preparing to break the dollar currency peg in a move that risks setting off a stampede out of the dollar across the Middle East. This is the mainstream press. This is not a conspiracy theory, folks. So for God's sakes, wake up. BNP Paribas, Hans Redeker, said, this is a very dangerous situation for the dollar. Saudi Arabia has $800 billion in the Future Generation Fund and the entire region has $3,500 billion under management. They face an inflationary threat and do not want to import an interest rate policy set for recessionary conditions in the United States. Are you starting to see here, folks, why it's so important that we go into the Middle East? They're a hit list, and they saw this coming a long time ago. Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Saudi Arabia. Somebody asked me the question the other day, well, why didn't we just go and smack Saudi Arabia? Wasn't 19 hijackers responsible for the hijacking of the planes? I said, well, if you believe that, but here's another thought. The Saudis are holding a lot of our debt. So why would you wage war on Saudi Arabia? Do you think they'd pay the debt? The whole thing is a money crunch here, folks, and they're looking for stability. And the people in the Middle East, oh, these terrible ragheads, these Islamic jihadists, these unreasonable people. No, they don't like being screwed any more than anybody else does. And you've seen what we've done in Iraq. This is how far that these people are willing to go. They've already killed a million in Iraq, so, hey, what's a few million Saudis? Hey, what's a million of Iranians? There's no sweat off my nose. And these bubbas, and I'll get to Ted Pike here in a second. You people out there, well, this is America. You got to back the president. Love it or leave it, you traitor. Why don't you go stick your head in the bull stuff that you're trying to shovel? I mean, come on. We'll get to Ted Pike here in a second. Ted, just hang on. Finally, Gabriel Coco, he says that we're in an end of an era. Now begins global financial instability. It's impossible to speculate how long today's turmoil will last, but there now exists an uncertainty and a lack of confidence has been unparalleled since the 1930s. And this ignorance and fear is in itself a crucial factor. The moment of reckoning for bankers and bosses has arrived. What is very clear that the losses are massive and the entire developed world is now experiencing the worst economic crisis since World War II. Or as I always say, World War I, Part II. It's the setup of all time, folks. It is the setup of all time. And, of course, to be in this global governance scheme, you can't have rogue people out there with their own currencies, doing their own thing, looking out over their own national interest. Can't have that. You just can't have that. So we will deconstruct, we will destroy, we will rebuild nations because it suits our purpose. For no other reason than that. Do you think that this government gives one hoot and a holler about you one iota? They don't. Because the Congress critters and the people at the head end of this runaway train have been selling this country down the river for many years. To what end? The New World Order. That's often used, but it's true. It's the global governance people that we have to destroy this country. You lazy, self-absorbed, fat people here just making too much money. You're the bane of our plans out there. We're going to have worldwide socialism with corporations, the governments, and the banks running everything, and you just can't be out there making too much money or having too high a standard of living. You might get used to it. And you got to get used to the slave wages out there because the paradigm is shifting, and we're making it shift. The very people that are in the trenches with the shovelfuls of dirt doing the actual work, you don't count anymore. You've made us rich beyond belief, but we don't care. Yeah, we're the heads of the corporations been making the products that you've been buying. But we're also the ones that are in cahoots with the people that are controlling the money. And they've debased that into absolutely nothing. They want to print it out of nothing and then loan you interest on it for the pleasure of doing business with them. Do you now understand why Ron Paul, during these presidential debates, is saying dump the Federal Reserve and not one of these clowns that are asking the questions are asking for a clarification from this man? Why? I think the answer is pretty simple. That's a rhetorical question. It doesn't really require an answer. They're all scared of this guy. But yet he sits on the financial committees in Washington, D.C., but nobody will ask him any questions about finances. Isn't that amazing? And Georgie is predicting that his best buddy's wife is going to be the nomination. But don't worry, we're going to put up somebody from the Republican side that's going to take out Hillary. Folks, had enough yet? I was just rearranging my closet the other day, and I pulled out a sweatshirt, getting ready for the cooler weather down here in Texas. And I've got a hoodie sweatshirt that says on the front of it, nice artwork too, had enough, right underneath it, militia. Let's go to Ted Pike. Hello, hello, Reverend. How you doing this afternoon?
Well, pretty good. That's a fascinating financial discourse, John. I never had it explained to me like that before.
Well, it is what it is, Reverend.
Yeah. Well, we have another crisis looming, and it's not exactly looming. It's on us right now in the Senate. To my astonishment, the bottom seems to have fallen out of opposition to the federal hate crimes bill, which Senator Kennedy is trying to push on to us. And a week ago, Friday, Senator Kennedy very audaciously tried to just to have the hate bill attached to the arms appropriations bill without any debate as a uniform consent agreement. And fortunately, Senator McCain, of all people, blocked him. But what's happened is that the new right was very slow. It was 5 days before they even came forward, most of them major leaders, with any kind of internet warning about the hate bill. Now back in operation as a proposed amendment by Kennedy. And not only that, but all summer long they have been saying that, just let Georgie W. do it. Let Bush bail us out of this and save free speech for us. Why don't we really have to call in and make any exertion on our part when the president has promised to veto the hate bill? What is this? What this done basically is created a tremendous complacency within the new right. Millions of calls should be going into Congress right now, but our National Prayer Network made a survey and talked to 30 different Republican members of the Congress today. Out of that 30, 11 said yes, they were receiving quite a few calls. 15 said they were receiving a few calls today, and no less than 4 senators' offices said they had not received a single call against the hate bill by late afternoon today. Now, this is very, very scanty, and what this shows to our members of the Senate is that they really don't have to take it too seriously either. They can have the same mentality. Let Georgie do it, and we'll just rest on our confidence in his reputation as a stalwart defender of Christian morals and a born again Christian, and so on. So I've called you in this brief emergency alert here today to let our listeners know that this literally is the zero hour for saving us from the federal hate bill. And I hope the people out there aren't so complacent and naive to think that, to agree with these evangelical leaders that the President Bush can be trusted to save freedom.
This man, I'll be honest with you, Reverend, and I'm not a hateful person, and I'm really not a spiteful person. I've been raked over the coals by the best of them, and I can actually say I harbor no ill will or hate to that degree to anybody, even those that damage me directly. It's just in my heart, because I realize what it does to my spirit. It just hands me over to the great devil here. But folks, I think what's happening here, Reverend, I think we can break this down, we can analyze this. I think people in general are getting tired of fighting.
Yes, that's a big part of it.
Because there are so many things on the plate. Okay, now you've been the bastion here of the federal hate crime, and you're one of the few people in this country that have taken the responsibility to fight this. And then we've asked, and you've been on this program, what, a couple dozen times? And we've asked people to make that call to your Congress critters. You know, we broke them out of that paradigm. Well, they're going to do whatever they want to do. What's my phone call make any difference? It does make a difference. But I think going to this well so many times that the people are going, hey, I've already tasted that water. Hey, been there, done that. I'm not going to do it again. And we've warned them repeatedly that they want this. They need this. They absolutely have to have this. And it's just not on the front of religious freedom in this country.
Yes.
It is about speech in general. And the last time you were on, you made mention of the fact that they've been retooling their approach to this. And they're now saying, well, okay, maybe hate crime, hate law is a little bit strong. How about anti-bias?
Yeah.
You know, let's dump that hate thing and let's just use bias. That we don't want people in this country being biased.
Yeah, especially the hate crimes laws have proliferated out now into what are called workplace bias laws, or equal opportunity workplace anti-discrimination laws. And that sounds pretty good, but it's all exactly the same thing. They're all hate laws, bias laws. They all come straight out of the Anti-Defamation League and B'nai B'rith and so on. But, you know, one of the things that's also, I think, is kind of neutralizing the huge religious right, we're talking about 30, 40 million people here in the United States, is that some of these leaders now are saying that the hate bill is really not as bad as ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. And so people are turning their attention at this crucial moment, and I think a lot of them are calling against ENDA, but they seem to be almost totally neglecting the hate bill.
All right, hold on a second. We got to take this break. When we come back, I want you to put out the numbers for your Congress critters. Folks, I'm going to be on the phone tomorrow morning, and we hope that you will too. We warned you repeatedly. They're going to keep coming back, and they're going to keep coming back. Stay the course. We beat them before. We'll beat them again.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
aimless way. If I can't love my baby, I can't live another day. Yeah, I've loved her such a long time, and it all its way. Sitting next to lonely liquors, get falling just like rain. So I'm crying. Why do I have to feel this way? If I can't love my baby, I can't live another day. Yeah, you know I love you, baby. I'll do anything for you. But when we start to fight, not as get.
All right, we're back. Reverend, as I started to say earlier, that called too many times to the well, maybe you're tired of the trip, but it's important. And we've told you repeatedly that they're going to keep trying to push this. They need it. They've got to have it because they want to start controlling what is being talked about out there, not only on the airwaves, but they want to control more people's thoughts. And you think that the mainstream media has done such a wonderful job by selling their souls out. Now they want to go after the alternative and internet medias yes. as well. I mean, yeah. that's what's at the heart of this.
Well, that's why the federal hate bill is actually very much more of a danger than ENDA. Now, what ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, does is it basically is an assault on our property rights. If we are renting an apartment, if we are a business owner, if we are a church and want to discriminate against homosexuals in our employment and so on, it kind of confines it to property and organizations. But the big federal hate bill is vast. It goes to communications and publishing, all kinds of avenues of free speech in public and private. It's just huge. It's exponentially greater than ENDA. And that's why it's so short-sighted. I just can't figure out why these Christian evangelical leaders are now saying that the hate bill is a lesser threat than ENDA, especially at this pivotal moment when we need all the calls we can get going in, putting
Ted,
the backbone in.
Ted, can yeah. I offer a suggestion?
Sure.
Are we talking about the Pharisees that are occupying many of the pulpits in this country? They have sold their souls?
Well, I can't figure it out. I don't have all the explanations for this strange behavior of evangelical leadership. In fact, I have a friend who was a former deputy grassroots director for Alan Key's organization, and he knows dozens of new right leaders and movers and shakers in the far right, and at my urging, he made many calls this last week, and he found almost all of them now believe that the hate bill is a non-threat, that the president is taking care of it very nicely, and all we have to do basically is continue to praise President Bush and butter him up basically so that he will be more and more inclined to honor his promise to veto the hate bill.
Yeah, and if you want to bet on George Bush doing anything right, I'll remind people out there that a busted clock is at least right twice a day. Not because it wants to, because it has to. But I wouldn't bet on Bush doing the right thing on anything.
Yes.
Folks, here's the toll-free number. Please write this down and call your two senators tomorrow. Only two phone calls, and it's a toll-free number. So what do you have to lose? Only your freedom of speech. 877-851-6437. Don't depend on somebody else to make the call. You take the responsibility of doing it. 877-851-6437. And Ted, please keep me updated on this.
I certainly will. Thank you so much, John.
Okay, thank you, Ted Pike. Appreciate it very much. Folks, that'll do it for us today. Coming up next hour, The Flip Side with Mr. Robbie Noel. And then tomorrow, Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman Tuesday. We'll see you then.
It's true.